Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, you can't, well, one, how you get up behind that, and two, you can't tell people they need to lose it. Then they have to get up here and do this. Because it might take me a minute to get it back together. Hallelujah. But I'm going to do my best to go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord is good. He's not just good. You know, good doesn't quite describe him. Great is an even better adjective, but still in itself is not descriptive enough of just to tell us about who God is. So we just say God is just God. He doesn't know who else to be but himself. And he's just God, and he's so good and so kind and so compassionate to us, so forgiving, so grateful for him and his goodness to us. You know, he's enjoying himself this morning because you're enjoying yourself in him this morning. And so he enjoys when you're in his presence. And you know, when you're in the presence of the Lord, things change. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning, is in the presence of the Lord. And I'll preface it this way. I'll change it. Kelton, I really don't have a title. We'll come up with something. We'll put something together based on what we're going to talk about today, but I couldn't quite get the title together for you. But after we get done, then I believe we'll have something. So we're going to turn, first of all, to 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings 17. And we will begin reading at verse 17. And I'm going to read it from the NIV translation. And it says, sometime later, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. And this woman here that they're referring to earlier in this chapter, God had placed this woman in Elijah's path to supply him with food after the Lord had spoken to him and told him to go live by the brook. And then when the brook dried up, he said he had someone to take care of him and supply him with food. So this is the woman who, many of you know the story, he's told her to take what she had left and to feed him first. And then after she fed him, it says the oil would not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land. So the oil and the meal, the flour, was never used up. As much as she used it, it was a continuous supply of that. So this is the woman they're referring to in this scripture. Sometime later, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. He grew worse and worse and finally stopped breathing. She said to Elijah, "What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?" "Give me your son," Elijah replied. He took him from her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying and laid him on his bed. Then he cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, have you brought tragedy also upon this widow I am staying with by causing her son to die?" Then he stretched himself out on the body three times and cried to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, let this boy's life return to him." The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived. Elijah picked up the child and carried him down from the room into the house. He gave him to his mother and said, "Look, your son is alive." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth." So verse 21 says that Elijah stretched out three times. It said he cried out to the Lord. In order to get some results, we're going to have to be willing to stretch ourselves out over whatever dead situation is in our lives and pray. So are you willing to stretch out, to set aside everything else and get in his presence? The word says in verse 24 that she now knows that the word of the Lord in his mouth is true. Was there ever any doubt? On Elijah's part, there was never any doubt, because I believe it is Psalm, 30:5 says the word of the Lord proves true. He watches over his word to perform it. So there's no doubt that his word will work. but she just needed to see it. So I'm going to read verse 18 from the Message Bible. And it says, the woman said to Elijah, why did you ever show up here in the first place? A holy man barging in, exposing my sins and killing my son. When the man and the woman God show up, when Bishop's up here preaching, you know how they call it, stepping on your toes. So if I happen to step on your toes this morning and things just happen unfavorably on your part, on her part, her son died. There was something unfavorable that happened after Elijah showed up. These things are not to expose any sin or wrongdoing, even though that's what she thought. Yeah, you're going to become more conscious and aware of it. You know, darkness can't stand in light. So yes, what you do wrong, if you've done wrong, you know, you'll become aware of it. But the real purpose of that was to get her to an upper room experience. An upper room experience. Hallelujah. When I read this, I believe it was after camp meeting last year. I said, I'm going to have to preach that there upper room experience. You know, I'm going to plug the seeing Bishop, you know, every time after camp meeting. I always have a, you know, a word, and sometimes he'll ask me to preach. It's just something about camp meeting that just gives me something. And last year, it was this upper room experience. And then the last part of this message today is going to be what came after camp meeting this year. So you got to go in the upper room. Get in his presence. Stretch yourself out. Get in his presence. Then those dead things are given life. And you will know that you will have a conscious awareness. And that's the part I got from camp meeting this year. A conscious awareness that you have been in the presence of the Most High. The praise team sings this song. Let us become more aware of his presence. Let us experience the glory of his goodness. So in his presence, in that upper room experience, those dead things are given life, and there is a conscious awareness of to your situations that you have been in the presence of the Lord. So your situations, your tests, your trials, your circumstances, your problems, your issues, whatever it is you're facing, they will know that you have been in the presence of the Lord if you would just stretch yourself out and get that upper room experience. Hallelujah. The Voice translation, as a side note, says that the return of the life to the young boy was not just for the benefit of the household. He was going to help the mother work and all of that, but it was more so to show God's hand upon Elijah. So your upper room experience will change your circumstance, but it's more so to show the hand of God upon you. Verse 24, I want to read from the Message Bible as well. It says, the woman said to Elijah, I see it all now. You are a holy man. When you speak, God speaks a true word. So when I speak, it's just as God is speaking, because the Bible says, as he is, so am I. So the words that come out of God's mouth will not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work he sent them to do, and they'll complete the assignment that was given to those words. And I believe that's the Message translation. Was it Numbers 23:19? I believe that's the Message translation of that. So when I speak, and I got a revelation of that word, you know, I was confessing it, and it's one of my daily confessions on my wall. And I, of course, I'm saying it as God is speaking. When God speaks these words, they're not going to come back to him empty-handed. But my eyes opened up. When I speak these words, they can't come back empty-handed. Because me speaking God's word is just like God speaking God's word. So when I speak it, it can't come back empty-handed. When I speak it, it has to do what I sent it out to do. When I speak it, it has to complete the assignment. It has to complete the assignment. There's no need of half doing something. You're not going to live in a house that's half built.